In late December, as we approach the start of a new year, we reflect on what has come in the past year and make plans for the one soon to start. Often that involves reflecting on things we wish we had done differently or not done at all. Often we plan for the new year to be different, for us to be more disciplined, to be better at our life. In common vernacular, we make New Year's resolutions to guide us to this better life. But all too often, we overlook the most important ingredient in fulfilling our resolutions, Jesus and the light he brings to each of us. Our scripture for this week is from the Old Testament, Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see, all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see, and flow together. And thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall shew forth the praises of the Lord. We have come through the season of darkness as we anticipated the coming of Christ and celebrated his birth, which brings forth God's promise to the world. We have witnessed the majesty of the season and now await the arrival of the three wise men as we observe the 12 days of Christmas. We know that the light has come into the world, yet we allow ourselves to fail to recognize its brilliance. As I think of the new year and how we can make it better, the answer is simple. We need to continue to build our relationship with Christ. We can establish resolutions and we can make promises to ourselves about our behavior, but absent our relationship with the Savior, it will not bring light into our life. In John 8:12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." When I was in high school and the song Bridge Over Troubled Water came out, it immediately hit a chord with me. First, it made me feel vindicated in my faith that a folk rock group would record something that I interpreted, rightly or wrongly, as a metaphor for how Jesus serves as our Savior and protector. And second, it spurred me on to try to trust in the future that God has for us. Years have gone by, and while some of the euphoria I experienced at the time has diminished, each time I hear that most beautiful song, it reminds me of its impact on my life and faith. I mention this remembrance as it is an example of how God works in each of our lives, sometimes in the most unexpected ways. As each of us look to the coming of 2022 and consider how we are approaching the goals we may have, know that Jesus has brought the light into our world, and our plan should be built on the foundation of how we grow our personal relationship with the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." We have been given blessings in so many ways and in ways we do not recognize. Enter 2022 with the knowledge that the Holy Spirit is with you, and that no matter what your circumstance is, putting your faith in the hands of God puts you on the right path. So no matter what your resolutions for 2022 may be, they should start and end with building your relationship with the Lord Jesus. Psalm 28:7. "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to him."